Hi, I'm Susan Schofer, your certified divorce coach and custody ally. You've taken the first step in taking your power with your divorce by purchasing my Divorce Recovery Ladder program. It is a comprehensive program of 10 videos that you can view at your own pace, touching all aspects of the divorce so that you know what you're going through, you understand the journey, and you can come out the other side at your best self. So before we get started, let me talk a little bit about divorce. Although you may feel as though you are in a position that nobody understands where you are, the truth is, statistically, and the statistics are just about everywhere, and that is 50% of all marriages end in divorce. So you aren't the only one, even though it may feel like everybody around you is married. Everybody has the best spouse in the world, and you are the only one going through this. You're not. But on the other hand, divorce is very complex. And there are so many facets of divorce that really throw us for a loop. We spend our entire lifetime figuring out how to get married, finding the best dressed or the best tux, or how to have the best marriage. We envision how many children we want. We look to what will our house look like. And we have this perfect model of what marriage and family should look like. And then for some reason, it doesn't work out. Maybe you decided you didn't want to be in the marriage any longer. Maybe you were a victim of abuse. Maybe your spouse cheated on you. Maybe you grew apart, but for whatever reason, your marriage is over. And so now what do you do? There are so many areas that you just feel as though everything is bombarding you at one time. From what do you do with the children? How do you talk to the children? How do you get the children through the whole journey from the beginning to the end? And what will it look like for them at the end? If there is even an end, you start to imagine how's this going to impact their relationships in the future. And that kind of thinking overwhelms you. And at the same time, you wonder about money. What are you going to do about money? How do you divide two salaries one salary into two if you only have one salary? Or even two salaries? How does one household split into two? How do you maintain your current standard of living? Another thing you may be concerned about is safety. What if you have a spouse that becomes contentious or even dangerous? How do you keep yourself safe? What do you do about finding the right attorney? Many of us don't have any experience with attorneys, and now you have to find one to represent you at the most raw time of your life. What about if there's parental alienation? What do you do if your spouse starts to get angry with you and you notice that your children don't want to be with you any longer? And then, of course, you have to go to court. Oh my goodness, how many of us have court experience? Most of us, at the greatest, have been in traffic court. But divorce court is very different. How do you prepare for that? So many things are swirling around in your head and you just don't know where to begin. That's why I developed this program. This program is one that I wished I had when I went through my divorce. Yes, I also went through divorce. I know exactly how you feel. And the beauty about this program is that I bring to it not only my experience, but my experience as a private investigator of over 2.5 decades, as well as a certified divorce coach. And I've helped thousands of people start their divorce process and get to a place where they have the right attorney. They understand how to behave in court. They know what they want to do with the children. They figure out co-parenting plans. They look at their finances. And they know that they can achieve their best self. You don't have to end with divorce. Divorce can be a new beginning. And I know that sounds like a panacea because people said that to me too. Oh, you'll be so much better off. And don't worry about this. This is just a rough patch in your life. And while those sayings or what people told me were true, they felt like platitudes. And they are platitudes because people are stuck. They don't know what to say to you. But the truth is, you can be your best self. Honestly, a year, two, or three from now, you should look back and say, you know, that was a tough time. But there's growth in the divorce journey. There's development in the growth journey. There are so many people who say they're better now than they ever were. They develop relationships that they never thought they could have. So I want to get you on that path, how you start to where you feel like you don't know where to turn. And that's why I call this program the Divorce Recovery Ladder. Because metaphorically, when I was going through my divorce, I looked at my divorces like I was at a ladder. And I approached it from here, this ladder was in front of me. And where I wanted to go was at the very top. It was like the sky was the limits. And with each rung, I took another step towards the top of that ladder, starting with the bottom, where I felt as though I was at my really lowest point. And with each step, I got higher and higher and higher until there was freedom and the divorce was over and I could move on. So that's what I want to share with you. The program that I wish I had when I was going through my divorce, because I would have saved myself a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of money. So before we get started, I just want to share with you that this program is something that you can sit down with all of the videos all at once. You can binge listen and binge watch, or you can take it one step at a time. The other beauty about this program is you can watch some of the videos over and over so that if you miss a point, you can always go back. Also, where you are today may change in 2 or 3 or 4 months. And so some of the things that I may say now don't apply to you yet and will in a few months, and you can go back and listen to it. So before we go any further, I want to start with the very foundation, and I want to leave you with an exercise. And I'd like you to do this before you watch any of the videos. And I want you to take a piece of paper and write down, what is it that you fear? Because when it comes to divorce, the first thing we encounter is fear. Is it fear of the unknown? Is it fear about what's going to happen with the children? Is it fear about money? Do you feel like you may lose your financial footing? Do you have a fear of losing your house and not knowing where you're going to live? Do you have a fear of loss of friendships? Friendships change. Sometimes friends that you've known for years will decide that they want to align or be friends with your soon-to-be ex-spouse. Do you fear interviewing attorneys because you've never met or spoken to an attorney? Do you fear everything about divorce? Whatever it is you fear, I want you to write down on a piece of paper. And it may be one thing, it may be 20 things. But if you write down your fears, you will know what becomes obstacles for you as you go through this journey. The next thing I'd like you to do, number 2, is write down when you've had fear in the past and what that was. So if it was fear of going to college, fear of going to grad school, fear of getting on an airplane, fear of driving through mountains or driving over a bridge, was it fear of not spending on your credit cards? Whatever it was, write down the things that you have feared in the past. And then number 3, I want you to write down how you have overcome fears in the past. So if you were always afraid of flying and then you overcame that fear, and you took a trip and you traveled across the ocean, whatever it was, the Pacific or the Atlantic, or even if you got on a plane and took an hour flight, write that down. And lastly, I want you to write down how you felt when you overcame those fears. Were you elated? Did you feel like you accomplished something? Were you happy? Did you feel more than not a sense of accomplishment, elation, like something was lifted up off your shoulders? Now I want you to look back at 1, 2, 3, and 4, what you feared or what you fear about divorce now, what you feared in the past, how you've overcome those fears, and how you felt after you've overcome those fears. And I want you to apply that as we go through this together so that you can understand what's holding you back in each of these areas and what you're fearing, and then we can get through them together. I have a very no-frills 1-2 punch about how I approach everything. So as we go through the modules, each one, it will be power-packed. I will give you so many different ways to look at things. I will give you examples. I will share with you stories of other clients who have stepped into similar situations and overcome them. And then I will talk to you about the legalities in each area so that anything I instruct you or suggest that you do, stay within the law, you stay within the boundaries, and you do things in a way that you come out the other side powerful and your best self. So let's get started with any module you want, and I look forward to seeing you there.